Welcome to Pleasant Ridge Today, the official podcast of Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, Wisconsin. He's David Levin.
And she's Robin Kotke.
Hey, David.
Hey, Robin. Beautiful day.
Oh, yeah.
We should be outside.
It's May.
It's May.
I
happy
know.
May.
Yeah, so happy May. Let's make this quick.
Yeah.
Hey, do you know that yesterday we received our first May Day basket on our doorknob?
Have you ever received one of those? I didn't know that, but I don't even know about that being a thing.
Oh, yes. I guess that's a tradition where on May Day, you put flowers in a little handmade cone, like paper cone or little basket, and you surprise folks by hanging one on their doorknob.
That's and lovely.
So, I know. So I don't know who did that, but it sure was sweet. And it makes me really want to return the favor next year to neighbors. Just a lovely surprise.
It's lovely. I can tell you it wasn't us. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's okay. I mean, no offense, but I didn't suspect. Just, I imagine, I mean, you do lots of lovely things, but, and there's still time for you.
One more reason we need to finish up quickly here.
Yes. Yes, okay. Indeed.
Yeah.
Hey, what's on the calendar?
Here's an exciting one, and we're going to talk about it more in a minute. May Day, May 7th, we're going to actually have a May Day celebration this year. May 12th, Early Childhood Informational Meeting. May 13th, also exciting, the Pentathlon. May 28th, last day of school, impossibly close. And also the same day, of course, graduation. So the May Day celebration, man, I don't know why that really struck me.
It's a big deal.
It is. It's beautiful, and we didn't get it last year.
No, and spring always just seems to come right in the nick of time, and gosh, that really seems true this year. It just seems like there's just an abundance of hope and beauty and warm days, and it will be so good. This will be the first time that we gather together as a school community in over a year.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm. Tell us about it.
It's going to be a wild party. I'm telling you that right now. So Friday the 7th at 12:40 p.m., the students will be guided by their teachers outside to the Maypole. Enjoy the festivities. I assume, this is terrible. I even have to ask this. That's the same day that we pick the king and queen, right?
Oh, yes.
With the chicken.
And that we. And by we, you mean
me and the chickens. Me and the rest of the chickens. Mm. Yeah, so that's going to be great. Mm-hmm. Parents are asked to please strive to observe our current protocols, masking and distancing. Bring a blanket or a chair to set up your family pod area on the grass and remain there until the festivities are complete at about 1:45. There'll be traditional music, all the normal lovely things we do. Well, pretty much all of them. And
the dancing.
Dancing, yep. And then after the festivities,
swords.
The students will have some afternoon activities and be dismissed at 2:45. In the event of inclement weather. Do you say inclement or inclement? Inclement, I think. I can't tell right now. Okay. Anyway, bad weather that keeps us from doing our normal thing. A text notification will be made by noon on the day of the event, but we're hoping for sun. So send them with hats, sunglasses, and festive attire to celebrate the return of spring.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. And don't forget your sunscreen. Every year, I'm amazed at, how warm and bright it can be.
Yeah.
Let's hope that that's true again this year and come prepared. I imagine some tears will flow at that one.
Oh, yeah. I'm crying already just thinking about it.
Oh, yeah. So there is a call out there for curly willow ribbons and flowers. Classes would really appreciate donations of ribbons, flowers, and cut curly willow for the making of May crowns before or on the morning of Friday, May 7th. Please contact class teachers to share your intention so they can plan accordingly. If you are a member of the community, you are also welcome to bring items to the school office or contact Carrie Trevoronis if you have a curly willow tree that can be pruned or items to share. Thank you.
So Pleasant Ridge has a school climate and inclusion survey. Please complete the survey today. So we're committed to fostering a culture of inclusion and belonging, and we need your help to understand how we're doing. in partnership with the Association of Waldorf Schools in North America, or OSNA, and 40 sister Waldorf schools around the continent, Pleasant Ridge is conducting a school climate and inclusion survey to help inform and guide our work to advance diversity, equity, and inclusion in our schools and communities. Thank you for taking 15 to 20 minutes of your time to complete this 100% anonymous survey. It's open to current parents, alumni students, current and former faculty and staff, and all members of our community. There's a link in the lunchbox that correlates with your particular affiliation, meaning which of those groups are you in, alumni, faculty, current parent, etc. If you represent more than one category, please consider completing a survey for each. Again, thank you for doing this. It's really important, and we can't do it without your input.
Thanks, David. Hey, I've said it before and I'll say it again. Pleasant Ridge is a fabulous place to work. And there are a number of employment opportunities available for the upcoming school year, including kindergarten assistants. We need a few of those. Our kindergarten program will be full this next year. Dishwasher and food prep assistant. We're looking for class teachers for grades 1 and 3, and also a eurythmy teacher. We request that applications be accompanied by a resume, cover letter, short biography, and references. Applications should be addressed to the personnel committee. If you have any questions, please contact the front office at 608-637-7828. Thank you.
There is a new committee coming into the Pleasant Ridge organization. Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Committee. So this month, the faculty and board of directors enthusiastically approved a proposal to create a committee dedicated to advancing diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging at Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School. A small group of faculty, staff, and parents and alumni convened to draft a committee mandate. And I'll just read a little bit of this. There's a pretty long entry in the lunchbox I encourage you to read, but just a couple of highlights, kind of a top-level summary. So the mandate follows. Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School is committed to fostering a community of students, families, faculty, and staff that embraces diversity, equity, and inclusion. We believe there's value in cultivating deep interest in one another and learning about, understanding, and elevating diverse histories and lived experience. The purpose of the committee is to foster cultural competence, accountability, empathy, and sense of belonging in our school and broader communities. So that's just a little bit of the top line sort of summary of the purpose and the mandate. Robin, I assume you've been part of some of these conversations. Anything to add other than just having folks read the entry in the lunchbox?
Sure. I'll say that it's exciting work and there's been a lot of enthusiasm for it. We did host a first community conversation on anti-racism in our homes and communities that was really well attended, and folks are really excited to take up this work. And that's just one of a series of community conversations that we will be hosting. The committee has outlined some goals, and I think it's important to just touch on what some of those goals of the committee are. And those include the committee's three main areas of focus include education and training for all members of our community, curriculum support, and then recruitment and retention of diverse populations. And certainly you can read more about that. And we are really excited to invite others to join this committee or help with specific projects that you feel really passionately about. And so I would say if you are considering joining the committee, we would request that committee members serve a term of at least 1 year and attend the majority of meetings. We will have at least a monthly meeting. And then ahead of each board meeting, we will submit a report of activities and things like that that the committee has been up to. A few upcoming committee initiatives include, again, as I mentioned, a series, community conversation series, a land acknowledgement, and creating and maintaining a resource page on our website, and expanding our school library collection. So again, if you're interested in joining this committee or helping with specific projects or initiatives, please, we'd love to hear from you. And I also think it's really important to acknowledge some of the folks who have really led this effort, this initial phase of the committee. And those folks include Mandy Herrick, Jody Whitaker, Stephanie Pedretti, Annie Caldwell, Jess Krieger, Morgan Mosier, Sarah Costa, Kate Holmes, Mia Hazley, and Simon Stumpf for leading, again, this initial phase of committee development. Thank you.
Parent recommitment meetings. In-person appointments now available. So I'm taking from this that not everybody has had their meeting scheduled yet.
Not everybody has their meeting scheduled. Lots of folks do. But I did just have our first in-person recommitment meeting, and we sat out in that green space outside of the school. And wow, was that nice. So know that if you prefer to avoid Zoom, that there are office hours during the school day, that certainly make an appointment to meet in person. That's more than welcome.
Nice.
Yeah, we are hoping to get all of those. In fact, we need to get all of those done by the end of the school year. So, yeah.
Which is not that far away,
chop,
if I may say.
No.
What is it, 3 weeks now? Wait, last day of school is 28. Do the math. Not quite 3 weeks. Almost 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. Ah, you got plenty of time.
Chop, chop. What does that mean? What does chop, chop mean? Is that even appropriate to say?
It might not be. Well,
yeah.
Of course, I associate over to working in a kitchen. And you're making the mirepoix, whatever it is, the chopping up your onions, and they're waiting for you. You got to go faster. Get those onions done. Chop, chop. It might mean something else.
Yeah, I better look into
that.
It's
probably not cooking, is it?
No.
No. All right.
I'm gonna keep you posted.
I hope I really didn't embarrass myself with that mirepoix. That's probably a varnish or something. I probably forgot what that was.
I was impressed because it sounds lovely. Whatever
it does.
It is.
Yeah. My sense is it's a kind of a base foundation of chopped onions and carrots and something else that you would kind of have as a base of all of your kitchen stock stuff. Mm-hmm. Maybe celery. Oh, I'm digging it deeper and deeper.
I think so.
Let's move on. Interested in learning about the Pleasant Ridge Early Childhood and Mixed Age Kindergarten program? Of course you are. And if you're not, your friends are, or somebody you know is. Waldorf Kindergartens are a nurturing and magical place and comprise a mixed age group of children aged 3.5 to 6 years old. There are many benefits to a mixed-age, multi-year kindergarten experience, and it's common for children to spend 2 to 3 years in a Waldorf kindergarten. The teachers gently lead this group of children across the bridge from home to school, laying a strong, healthy foundation for later academics. This year, we welcome interested families to join our kindergarten on a morning walk, followed by a virtual informational meeting for parents on May 12th at 5:30 p.m. Please reach out to Jordan Brudos if you'd like to schedule a morning walk for your family and or RSVP to the upcoming parent meeting.
Construction ahead. Surely you've noticed that.
Oh boy.
Drop off and pick up look a little different these days. There's all kinds of things going on around the school. And this coming week, the road from south to Terhune on Washington will be closed to all traffic. That started last week, but that will continue for about another week. And then the north lane of Jefferson between Washington and just west of East Avenue will be closed for about a week. And additionally, there will be no parking on the north side of Jefferson nor the south side mid-block for this section for about a week. And on Monday, that's tomorrow, Decker Highway 56 intersection at Rusk will be down to a single lane with traffic controlled by flaggers during the day. And so parking and loading for drop-off and pick-up for PRWS will temporarily change to Court Street side or Jefferson side, east of East Avenue and Landmark Center. Could you follow all that?
No.
Yeah, that's
it's hard for me to visualize.
You just cut that.
You know, just hearing it said, I can't, north and east, where, what?
Mm-hmm. Just keep driving around. And if you have to let your kids off, you know, a couple of blocks down, they're going to be just fine.
Don't forget to send all your kids with their hard hats, though.
Right. Safety first. We've received reports of many children hanging around the construction zone and some adults. It's so intriguing. The workers are happy to have members of the community watch as long as they remain on the sidewalk and a good distance away from any machinery. Here's how you can help. Please speak to the children and your especially curious grown-ups about the importance of staying on the sidewalk and how hard it is for the operators to see out of the equipment. That is why even adults are required to wear high visibility clothing in a construction zone. Should you need to cross the street in a construction zone, please check in with one of the workers first while staying on the sidewalk. During construction, dump trucks are often waiting for their turn to back up through intersections, and it's very hard for them to see people crossing, and it's, you know, an easy assumption that these vehicles are parked when in fact they're just waiting their turn and can, you know, start to move very quickly. Mm-hmm. So that's why it's a good idea to check in with the folks and let them know your intentions. So important information about the project is available at the construction webpage on the city website.
So I think I might be getting it now. So the parking and drop-off normally happens to the west side of the eighth grade doors, right? Over by the entry to the playgrounds. And they're saying now it's going to shift to the other side, over more by the kindergarten side and the Landmark Center. So, for example, if I'm driving up east, coming by your house, heading towards the school, and I normally turn left at the school to drop off, I probably should turn right instead. Is that what we're saying?
That's right. Hashtag facts.
Okay. Yikes. All right. Lawn mowing volunteers are needed. This summer, as in the past, the school will rely on volunteers to keep the lawn mowed. Please consider signing up for a shift or two. Make it even more fun and find a friend or two to mow with you. Push mowers and gas are provided by the school. If you have any questions, please contact Joel Linares at 720-636-0187. Just one thing there makes me want to clarify a little bit. When I hear the word push mower, I think it doesn't use gas. So what they mean, I think, is we have our own mowers and gas provided. Mm-hmm. They're powered mowers. I don't recall seeing any actual push mowers. Is that what you call them, Robin? Push mowers? The ones that don't have, you know, motors on them?
I don't know what you call them, but I think that is really important. That's a really important distinction, because that may really impact whether or not folks sign up.
Yeah, you know, I think not only are they powered, they might even be self-propelled, folks. You can just walk along next to them. They're like a Tesla mower. You just watch as they mow it for you. It's so easy.
Oh, can I tell you a story? I remember when we first came to the school and we had to do the dreaded shoveling and snow removal. And I remember being at a meeting and knowing that, you know, we avoid a lot of, you know, technology until the children are older. And I remember asking, I think kind of offering, like, you know, would it be okay if we bought a snowblower to, you know, help with this? Would that be allowed for us to bring it over? And they were like, well, no, we have snowblowers. And I was like, oh, okay. Because I think I just made the assumption that it was all by hand.
And horse-drawn snowplows.
I know.
Yeah.
Good heavens. Hey, David.
Yeah.
I like coffee. I like tea. I'd like you to come jump with me.
Yay.
The PRWS sixth grade is hosting a fundraiser. It's time for jump ropes. The sixth grade will be making custom jump ropes where you choose your size and color. Order forms will be sent home with students and can be returned with payment to the drop box outside of the school, or can be brought by your student to the school office. If you prefer, you can print the order form by clicking on the link in the Lunchbox Express, and jump ropes will be ready for pickup starting on May 7th at the May Day Festival. These jump ropes not only are beautiful, they have so many purposes. I mean, have you, at your home, do you find that they help tie down forts, and they just have so many uses?
They're very practical. Mm-hmm. And lovely, as you say. No, I do actually love them. Mm-hmm. And they're fun to make, too. Mm-hmm. And really fun to be able to pick your own colors, your own personalized, one-of-a-kind jump rope.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So don't delay. Get yours today.
On the sheet, it even has a handy chart where, depending on the size of the person doing the jumping, the height, it tells you what the most appropriate length for that person would be. So you can choose with knowledge.
Wow, that's great customer service.
Oh, boy. And there's even one, a 15-footer, I think, for double dutch.
Oh, you know, I've never learned how to jump double dutch. I love to watch it.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I love to watch it, but I've never.
I can twirl.
It's a mystery. Oh, yeah?
I can twirl, but I've never been able to, jump in. I might be able to do it if I started out, you know, under the rope. But you know how folks will just jump right
in. Get in while it's going.
That's really a skill.
I've never been able to pull that off.
Yeah. No, it's a timing thing. And, you know, Carrie, you know, does a lot of jump roping with her class. And I think they all can hop on in. Yeah, it's really fun. Gosh, I love the spring. Hey.
What?
Hey, do you have any boxwood bushes in your yard?
I have no idea, because I am a plant imbecile. We might have a lot of. We might be surrounded by them. I have no idea. And we think I'm being self-effacing and kidding around, but I'm not exaggerating at all.
No.
Margaret will tell you.
No, it's okay.
Why do you ask?
Oh, well, you know, just there is a reason. We are seeking boxwood for pentathlon crowns. They make really beautiful laurels. And so we are more than happy to come and prune your boxwood bushes if you are willing to part with a few branches. And if so, please let Stephanie Brown know, or you can call the school and let us know as well. Or perhaps you don't want people, you know, coming into your yard and pruning your boxwood. And if you don't, either don't tell us that you have boxwood, or maybe you could prune it yourself and, you know, gift us that which you've pruned.
Well, sure.
We would be so grateful. Thank you.
Hey, soup season has come to an end. The seventh grade class is thanking everyone for their support. They've closed soup orders for spring of 2021. Stay tuned as our fabulous students and Mr. Schmidt will be cooking up something new for you in the fall of 2021.
That was an amazing soup run.
It really was.
Good job. I hope they bring that back. Thoreau Garden Greenhouse at Growing for Good. They still have lots of hand-seeded fruits and vegetables, and it's, you know, looking lush and verdant and so spring-like over there at Growing for Good. So get thee there ASAP. Let that be your community greenhouse garden.
So here's another item in the lunchbox, sort of a community news item. The 2021 season, Viroqua Parks and Rec for disc golf is coming up. This is a great course. Have you guys been over and done that? The disc golf?
No.
Oh, it's pretty great. Pretty
great. Can you rent the things there?
I don't think they actually have them. It's totally self-directed. You have to have your own discs. I mean, you can use any Frisbee. And you can get the actual dedicated Frisbee discs. I know at Blue Dog. I'm not sure where else in town you can get them. But you just go and show up and play. And it's actually really fun. And there are, I know, a few kids and families, Brudos's, for example, really into it. Anyway, it's a really great thing. It's a really fun summer activity. And the course, I think a lot of folks don't know about it, but we have a really great course right here in Viroqua. It's on 40 acres that were donated by the VFW. It's one of the best courses in the state, built and maintained by a dedicated group of volunteers through Vernon Trails. It's playable year-round, 18 championship-caliber holes, multiple pin locations on most of them, ages 8 and up, and it really is just sort of it's a great way to be outdoors, and pretty much the whole family can play once the kids get to a certain age where they can throw it far enough to have it be enjoyable for them. Lovely.
Well, it's a beautiful place, too, to walk, and certainly we've been there and seen that. I don't know if usually it's disc golf is in that kind of a, you know, wooded setting, but it sure is beautiful.
Yeah, it really is. So this is actually, now that I'm reading through a little farther, I realize this is not just talking about the course, which you can do on your own at any time. This is an actual program from Viroqua Parks and Rec. So it'll be held on Sunday afternoons from 3 to 5. Discs are included as part of the fee, to your question, Robin. Starting June 6th, running through August 1st. The fee is $30 for residents, $35 for non-residents. And you can get register online at viroqua.recdesk.com. There's a link, and the URLs are here in the lunchbox. That could be a super fun thing for one's family.
Indeed. Yeah, we'll look that up. I think that might be it for today.
I think you're right.
Oh, well, listen, You have a great rest of your Sunday.
Same to you and to all you folks out there. Get out there and enjoy this beautiful day. It's not going to be this nice the rest of the week. This is the outlier.
Yeah, this is the beginning of the end. Yeah, and be sure to, you know, be sure to inquire about the bushes in your yard. Are those boxwood?
It's on my list.
Thank you. Hey.
Thanks, Robin.
Yeah, we'll see you soon. Thanks for listening.
Bye.